This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show. 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Arya.
We are pretty big critics of big tech here on Free Talk Live. We love technology. We love the idea that, you know, people can connect with one another in ways they never could 30 years ago.
It's a beautiful thing.
The internet and technology makes that possible. What we've seen over the last 20 years is these big tech corporations like Google and Apple, for instance, have become more and more powerful in these spaces. You got Facebook as well coming in now with their shift over to Meta. And these companies have just been aggregating more control and more ability to tell people what they can and can't do on the internet, prohibiting them from seeing certain things, certain ideas. This is what we spent some of the first hour talking about here tonight with Twitter. Now, going on the assault against Apple with Elon Musk calling out Apple for telling Twitter that they were going to restrict their app, like take it off the App Store, basically, but not explaining why. And so Elon just went off and said, oh, yeah, by the way, there's a 30% tax, basically, that is, by the way, but on every single purchase done through the App Store. And apparently Apple doesn't like that very much when you talk about their business practices. According to the Wall Street Journal, in a story about this conflict between Twitter and Apple, and I'm skipping the part that's sort of like, there's a few paragraphs that's sort of a recap of Elon Musk taking over Twitter and, you know, all these firings and the things that have kind of happened over the last month, which we've covered in detail here.
It's been an interesting month for Twitter.
It has. And according to Musk, the numbers are up. Numbers of signups, numbers of usage is up. He criticized Apple not just recently, but previously when they faced a legal battle. And you may recall this story, Arya, when Epic Games came after Apple over the 30% fee. I don't know if you remember that story. Epic accused Apple of holding an improper monopoly over the distribution of third-party apps on iPhone and forcing those software companies to use its in-app payment system. Epic has called Apple's 30% take unfair. Now, while I agree it's unfair, I don't think calling them a monopoly is really accurate.
No, there is App Store competitor for the Apple operating system, but these are all, it's all one software way they have it put together, right? You can't have a monopoly.
Monopoly to describe any big tech company they don't like, essentially.
Yeah.
And I'm with you on the I don't like fill in the blank. I don't like Microsoft. I don't like,
Google.
Some are better than others.
Yes, slightly, right? Like Google's a little bit better in that they let you install your software that you want to. Their system is open source. You can do more with that particular system.
And it varies a lot as well. Like just because you can do this with it, you know, Android phone, still, or you can do this or whatever. Microsoft has their advantages when it comes to Windows, but maybe the Xbox is far more locked down than a PC would be, or than it is in a Switch or whatever.
Of course, I mean, I'm not having used, so I suspect that they are.
But both of them are from Microsoft, and you know, drastically different philosophies, development, and their openness.
So Epic was, you know, Apple, of course, defended their business, saying their fees are in line with the industry norm. And
they set the industry norm.
Yeah.
They invented the App Store.
And fair for the technology it provides. It mostly won a lawsuit to Epic, though the two are continuing to fight in an appeals court. Musk waded into the matter more than a year ago, before his interest to own Twitter was clear. He said at the time, quote, Apple App Store fees are a de facto global tax on the Internet. Epic is right, he said. Apple, and this is one of the really interesting points here, Apple keeps a close eye on what software makers say. And according to documents that emerged during the Epic trial, warned app developers about taking their grievances public aiming to settle disagreements in private.
That sounds like that may be illegal. I don't know, but that sounds like it's at least going to get into some gray areas.
Well, I don't think it's illegal for them to say, hey, don't talk about this. Let's cut a deal, right? Like, go public. But it definitely shows that this is an organization that is very secretive. They do not want you to know how their business operates. And that's a turnoff, for
and
sure.
And they know what power they have by having control of it. They know
totally
they
know
can
that.
Make
yeah.
you bend your knee.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do now with Twitter. And Elon Musk is acting as though he's not going to bend at the knee. So
kudos to him for that.
And if he goes to the mat with this, then that means that Twitter will no longer exist, at least as an app, on Apple's App Store. That does not mean you wouldn't be able to access Twitter, right? Because they have a mobile website.
Right? Unless Apple decides, you know what, the Safari browser shouldn't be able to access Twitter anymore.
Well, then they would also have to tell every other browser that's on their system to prohibit access to Twitter.com.
They might do it, too.
It depends on how petty they are, right? Like, how far are they willing to go with this?
If Apple says to them, hey, you know, Google Chrome, block it, mm-hmm. or we're kicking you off the Apple Store,
right?
I don't know, Google might comply.
The question is, have they ever done this before? This is the thing. We don't know a lot about how they do business. We know they're very secretive about it. We know they've restricted other apps or they've threatened restrictions. We know they threatened library. They said you have to ban COVID-related search terms or we're not going to let you onto our app store. So have they already gone to Brave Browser or Opera or these other Firefox and said, you have to ban this list of websites from your browser? And normally the whole point of having a web browser is that there is no restriction, right? Like, one of the reasons...
Especially an open source one like Firefox.
Right. One of the reasons why a lot of these people make web browsers is because they still have that vision of an open internet, right? Like, we want people to be able to access not just Facebook and, you know, some other system. We want people to go anywhere they want to. It's a web browser. There should be no restrictions on it. So that's the question.
Theory,
would this be the first time that Apple would have demanded such a thing? Now, we're not there yet.
No, and I don't think Apple would be that petty. But
we'll see if we can find out.
To tell them, the browser manufacturers, you have to block access to this particular website.
Well, that's where Musk just goes with it. And you know what? Take these social platforms, right? They're addictive. So even when I was sort of trying to break my habit of using Facebook to some extent, I uninstalled their app. I uninstalled their app years prior to actually quitting Facebook finally. So I quit Facebook at the beginning of 2018. But I probably uninstalled their app in, like, I don't know, 2015 or something like that. And to me, that was like an initial step. But it didn't stop me from going to Facebook. Like, I still wanted to see what was on Facebook. I wanted to check whatever notifications there were. So I just went on my web browser, and that was sufficient. I didn't need their stupid app, which was, like, ballooning up to hundreds of megabytes in size. And, of course, then they wanted you to install a separate app for messaging and a separate app for page this and that. So they ended up having, like, half a dozen apps, it seemed like.
It is intrusive, and it's much too large. You're absolutely right about that. I think that probably will be my next step, to uninstall the Facebook app, because I rarely use it now anyway.
Just go to the website.
But I don't ever use it on my desktop or my laptop. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit there browsing looking for funny memes to steal and post. It would cut my Facebook usage immediately down to zero.
Zero.
And I don't know if I use it enough for that anyway. I literally just go in there to post stupid stuff.
But my point is, people that are hooked on Twitter, they're going to keep going. If that app disappears from the App Store, first, number one, pre-installed apps usually are not uninstalled by Apple, so the existing Twitter apps would stay. They can't just, like, remotely delete them, I don't think.
No, but they could break them.
Well, eventually they're going to break over time. But people would just go to their web browser, and that's how Musk will keep the iPhone users on. So I think he's pretty safe. Unless they do indeed go after the browsers. So we'll see how this all plays out. But there's other news about Apple, because they are pretty evil over there.
They are.
I mean, it's bad to restrict your software. It's bad to restrict your users. But what's really bad is to work with communist murderers. And that is what they have been doing in China. We talked in detail yesterday about, well, as much detail as we can get because we're not there, but about the protests that have been erupting in the streets, like some of the biggest protests in decades in China, and Apple is helping the Chinese government.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. We got more news about evil Apple computer teaming up with the Chinese government. This isn't the first time, by the way, what we're going to get into here. But it's the most recent, and it's pretty awful. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news. whether it be economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, or more. You can get today's headlines in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective. And you can do that at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. And we continue here. We're going to go to your phone calls. First, though, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, so I kept you in suspense here. So I guess who was our real estate agent?
Whose real estate agent? Yours?
Yes, my, yeah. Who
are you buying a house? You're buying
we bought a townhome.
Wow, moving on up.
Yeah, we bought a townhome.
By which you mean you and Richard, right?
Yeah, Richard, yeah.
Well, that's very nice. Now, how in the world would we guess from, 3,000 miles away who your real estate agent was?
Charles Manson.
I'm surprise you. So, he is actually the Al Unser III. He's the grandson of Al Unser, the motorcycle racing champion.
I've heard the name.
I haven't, and I don't care. Sarah, why would we know this person?
If you were into motorcycles, you would know, apparently.
Well, I mean, the Al Unser, he's got a museum on Montana Street. I would like to go visit there, but he was very famous, and we even have a boulevard named Unser here.
And you said this was his great-grandson?
Not a great, no, he remembers him. He goes, grandpa, he remembers
his grandson.
Grandpa.
Okay.
That is the Al Unser.
Well, so there you go.
I would be ashamed to, have that be my leading foot. Like, hey, my grandfather was really famous.
Yeah. Sarah, tell me about your townhouse, though. This is news to me that I heard a rumor that you'd gotten a townhouse. I guess you called about it maybe over the weekend on Sunday when I wasn't here. But, you were living in, you've had a real whirlwind last few years. You were homeless a few years ago. You were taken in by this generous gentleman who has been, he was in the trailer park. And now he's moved up to a townhouse. So, what's...
Oh, thanks God. I mean, this
why? What did God do?
What did God do? I mean, he owns the whole universe. He decides who gets an increase in the income and who, gets what house. And so we have to even brag about our real estate agent. What are the odds of having an Al Unser, the grandson, close out a house?
There is so much wrong in what you just said, Sarah.
Pick one.
I don't know how. let's go with the easiest one. God doesn't set the wages or the income or the market prices. God doesn't do that.
Oh, that's crazy.
What I said was not the crazy thing, Sarah.
Now, it's a little of how you believe. I believe he owns everything and he controls who gets what.
So you don't believe in free will?
No, I mean, you do have free will.
But then God doesn't control everything and who gets what. If I have free will, then I can go out and earn something.
Well, the thing is, I have the free will. I'm going to give this trailer as a gift to one of my neighbors.
But it's not your trailer. It's God's trailer. It's not yours to give, Sarah.
Well, it's God's gift. If I give things away...
Then let God give it away.
Back.
Then let God give it away. It's not yours to give away, right?
Well, yeah, but he works through us. I mean, we're agents of the Lord.
But here's the thing, Sarah. See, I don't disagree with that sentiment. I believe as a pantheist that everyone is connected and that we are all part of God. We're all little pieces of God. So I think that God or the universe, love, if you will, right, works through people in that way. But I also believe in free will. And so I think that you can make choices and that you haven't had all your choices predetermined. So what you're saying is that you believe, you haven't said this specifically, but what I'm extrapolating from what you've said, that God makes all these decisions, it sounds like you're saying that people don't have free will and that it's actually God who's making all of the choices that you don't, you're not making them directly. You're not making them.
Well, I mean, you could have free will.
think again. This is a common problem with Christians and their belief in God's omnipotence. An all-powerful God is in control of everything and completely precludes the possibility of free will.
Is she a Christian, though? I think you jumped to a conclusion. Sarah, how would you describe your religion? I think actually she has told us before, but yeah. What religion are you,
Sarah? Well, all the Christians, we give thanks to the Lord that they give us our daily our bread.
The government's been the ones giving you your daily bread. You're on welfare.
Yeah, but who owns the government? Who controls all the money? It belongs to
arguably
God.
The devil. Definitely.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion.
It's the evidence because the government kills people, right? They murder people, and you take money from them. So you literally are taking blood money.
I mean, that's your opinion.
That's an actual fact, Sarah.
But, it's true. They do murder people.
Yeah.
But the thing is, all good things come from the Lord. You know, all of our provision.
All evil also comes from the Lord. That's Isaiah. You know that, right? For I, the Lord, your God, to create good and create evil.
Right. How could God create just good? God has to create the opposite, right?
Well, have you read the Bible before, Sarah?
Doesn't sound like it.
Mm-hmm. What?
Have you read the Bible before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So you're aware that all evil comes from God then, right?
Well, I don't know about the evil part. I think people choose.
I'm just taking God at His word.
You cannot say, Sarah, you cannot say that free will exists and at the same time believe that God directs everything.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, the thing is that we got this gift because he decided to give us the provision, and we're thankful. But we were we were asking, our desire, our want has been that we needed this house. We've been seeking out to the Lord for something a lot better. So the thing is that your will.
So you were going out there putting in the work. You were looking around. You were finding realtor. You were looking for a new place to live, right? You were doing these things?
Right, on our own. And plus,
yeah. What part of that did God do, Sarah? It sounds to me like you did this. Richard did this. You worked together to achieve this thing, and you should be celebrating that, not attributing it to some mystical entity that you've never met. Take a sense of accomplishment here, Sarah.
Well, I think you can do both, but that's not what she's really expressing. I'm not hearing that from her. Like, you can put it out there to the universe, right, that you are looking for a new opportunity, whether it be in business or whether it be in finding a great house or the right fit. But if you don't put the work in, then the universe ain't going to do jack diddly for you, right? Like, you have to have that intention, put that out there. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But to just simply attribute everything to a force that is beyond you is not what's happening.
No, free will becomes meaningless at that point because you're not even an actor in the universe. You're just a pawn being moved on a board.
Yeah. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. And more coming up about Apple working with the commie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
A fired up President Biden after the U.S. men's soccer team defeated Iran on Tuesday to advance to the knockout stage of the World Cup in Qatar. It sets up a round of 16 matchup against the Netherlands on Saturday. That match begins at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Black Friday shoppers are setting a new record. The National Retail Federation says close to 200 million went shopping from Thanksgiving Day to Cyber Monday, both in-store and online. That's up from 179 million last year. Consumer confidence in the United States is at a four-month low as inflation soars. A survey from the Conference Board shows Americans are currently less likely to buy big-ticket items, especially as housing costs rise. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Aria.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. You can interact with some of the hosts of the show and listeners as well over on our social media site that we run. It is not some big tech, mega tech corporation, no Facebook, no Twitter. It's much more free where you can express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. And we hope you enjoy it. So head on over there, social.freetalklive.com. It's a Mastodon-based system. That means it's open source. It is what they call federated, meaning that it's connected with other Mastodons that are out there in the world, unless they want to disconnect from us, and some of them have, and that's their choice.
Free speech has consequences, as we all know.
Indeed. So check it out at social.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're talking about some of the big tech news, specifically that China has teamed up again with Apple. I mean, I don't think they've ever ended their team up here. It's just the latest news about it from ReclaimTheNet.org. Published yesterday. We talked yesterday about some of the news coming out about the major protests that have been happening in various Chinese cities. We learned last week that there's now 400 million people in various states of lockdown across China, all based on roughly 31 or 35,000 cases of COVID. Not deaths, but cases of COVID.
In a place with a population that numbers higher than a billion.
Right. They're saying, oh, my God, we can't have this. Zero COVID. We need a lockdown. And
I mean, it hasn't worked. And
nope.
the Chinese government has to know that it won't work. That can't be their goal here. It's common sense that this won't work. And no amount, I mean, maybe they bought their own propaganda. Maybe they believe themselves to be truly all-powerful and capable of stopping a force of nature that is a disease. Maybe they believe it, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I saw another video today. Remember, I told you yesterday there was an image online of them building these COVID quarantine camps on actual highways. So, like, the image was of a highway going off into the distance, and as it got, like, smoggy in the distance, you could not see them anymore, but they were just going for as far as the eye could literally see. And then there was another video I saw today of an ostensibly new construction quarantine camp where these quarantine camps, they're these sort of rectangular structures, basically. They're cell blocks, open-air cell blocks, essentially. And these things went about as far as the eye could see. It was like a city outside of, I think it was Guangzhou, a city of these things. God knows how many human beings could be housed in this facility. It was incredible. It was on the Clown World account on Twitter.
Yeah, they turned all of China into essentially a prison. They've done it successfully, and I know the people in China are afraid right now, and their government's coming after them, and the police are rounding people up, and they're looking for participants and people who are willing to stand up against the government, but you're not going to get too many more chances to do this. If you want to do something that's going to lead to actual change, it's not time to sit back down and try to slink back into the shadows. I hate to say it.
It's scary. I mean, they are up against a behemoth of a monster. They were rolling in tanks within the last 24 to 48 hours.
I mean, they're at that part that, you know, the crazy libertarians are always talking about, you know, we arm up to fight against our government when they come to put us in boxcars. Well,
that's actually that time
in China right now. Take up arms. Yep. I'm just saying,
people are peaceful, and I think that's obviously the best way to do it because I agree with you. Violence isn't the solution, but it is the time at which you have to do something, right? Like, you have to refuse to obey. And if enough people refuse to obey, they cannot force everyone into these camps. They got a lot of camps, there's no doubt about it. But if people don't get on the buses, if people don't do what they're told, if people don't lock themselves in their apartments, then there's very little that they can do besides, you know, dropping a nuclear weapon on one of their own cities.
In which case, they've got nothing left to lead.
And they can't hide that one, right? Like, they want to hide a lot of what they're doing. They don't want, that's why their mainstream media, which is state-owned in China, has not been reporting on the protests. They're trying to pretend as though those things aren't happening. But guess what? Everybody in every apartment building is looking down. The ones that aren't courageous enough to go outside, they're looking down and they're seeing what's happening, at least if it's in their area of the city.
I suspect that a lot of them, when they looked down and they saw the protests, they were inspired to join them. I don't know to what extent, you know, that happened, but certainly there were some people out there.
The one we talked about in Shanghai was the lady that was reporting on it said it started with just a couple hundred and went to well over 1,000 while she was there. So
that's how these things go.
It was attracting people. Now, if you are going to one of these protests, and this can also apply outside of China, by the way, if Apple decides that they want to help the government, and they do like to help the government in a lot of cases,
where's their best friend?
They are doing that in China, according to ReclaimTheNet.org in an article posted yesterday. Earlier this month, Apple restricted the use of AirDrop in China. It's a file-sharing tool for iOS that was used by protesters previously to communicate freely without the risk of censorship, or so they thought, because the tool uses direct connections between devices, creating a local network that cannot be monitored by government internet regulators. Now, this is a good idea. Like,
yeah, that's a brilliant idea.
This technology is a smart thing, right? You don't have to go on the internet in order to share locally with people in the same room or in the same plaza as you, somewhere outdoor. I don't know what the distance is that this thing works at, presuming it's Bluetooth distance. You know,
that's what I would guess.
You got a couple rooms worth of people that you can easily share to. And if the files are hopping from one person to another person to another person, they can propagate that way. Again, I don't know exactly how AirDrop works, but just presuming that that's how it is. And apparently what Apple decided to do was just shut it off entirely.
Probably at the behest of the Chinese government.
You better believe it.
I would be shocked if the Chinese government wasn't the ones who said, hey, turn this off. And Apple said, yes, sir.
Yep.
this evil Chinese communist government. We will do what you say.
They did it right before the protests broke out, in fact. Initially, people could choose to receive airdrops from anyone nearby. However, a recent iOS update has made that impossible. Apparently, this is affecting everyone. The update made a change to airdrops usage that... It is just China. So, the update made a change to airdrops usage that only applies in mainland China.
Oh, man. So that custom version of the Apple operating system. Musk is right. He doesn't want to have anything to do with this. This is blatant censorship.
This is terrifying.
Elon Musk, if you're truly a free speech absolutist, and I don't believe that you are, but
no,
if you are...
He won't let Alex Jones back on his platform.
No, but that aside, if he actually believes that free speech, he cannot allow Twitter to be on the Apple Store at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you're literally negotiating with terrorists.
Yes.
If Apple is doing the bidding of the state in general, but in this case China, one of the worst states of all the states, then they are essentially a tool of terrorists.
People will be tortured and killed in China by the Chinese government as a result of getting caught using less secure methods of communicating.
Yep, and we won't know about it because the videos that could be shared and could potentially escape from an area, like even if Apple... Or not Apple, if, you know, presumably the Chinese government runs the cell phone providers there, right? So, you know, the Chinese government turns off all the cell phone towers in the areas of where the protests are happening or restricts them to agents only, right? Because they wouldn't want to turn off their men's cell phone access.
It's scary to think they have that capability, but you're right. I never thought about it. They absolutely would.
So this would be a way, this technology of being able to share files without having to rely on an internet connection is a way for videos of things that are happening to escape from the geographic areas where they happen, because everybody who has software that can do this, and now AirDrop cannot do this in China, but presumably there are other apps that maybe could.
I would hope so.
Would be a way to get
probably out. Not on Apple.
You get that video as far out of the protest area as you can until it finally reaches somebody who has internet access, and then they can use Telegram or something else, some other systems. We learned Telegram is one of the ways that Apple's trying to block it, or China is trying to block Telegram, but that's one of the ways people have been getting videos out through VPN plus Telegram. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us here. It's free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. If you can join the show here, bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about activists being restricted by companies like Apple, who are teaming up directly with the Chinese government. They have updated an app of theirs called AirDrop, which is a cool-sounding idea, in theory, if you could use it.
I mean, what they did, they basically took the idea of the mesh network, mm-hmm, and they made it real. And that's right. Phenomenal. You know, now that I've heard about this and I've really thought about the implications of it, because I went to a concert recently and they were shooting videos for a music video there. They wanted all the audience to participate. And I said, just AirDrop your videos over to us. And I was like, okay, that's a neat thing. I'd heard about it before that point. But you can also just send messages or quick little videos or whatever, any sort of file, presumably. And that's everything you would want out of a mesh network.
Right, you wouldn't have to ask permission. One of the features of this app, which is called AirDrop, was, at least it was, no longer is a feature, but it was that you could just send a thing to somebody who had their AirDrop open, right? Yep. Like you could just open it up and then...
I think they would have to say, yes, I will accept this, but that was the end of it. You needed the permission of the person to whom you were sending it, but no other there was no third party.
Yeah, and now that has been restricted. So recent iOS updates. So in their entire, they updated the whole operating system, and they restricted this feature from anyone in mainland China. The rest of the world, in theory, can still use this feature.
I mean, for now, until the American government or the German government or Russian government or whatever says, hey, Apple, we also want you to turn off AirDrops in our country, mm-hmm, or we're not going to let you do business here.
It does say users in China can only receive from everyone nearby for only 10 minutes. So there's apparently still some, they're still allowing it to some level, but it's not like you can just turn it on, go to a protest, and just start receiving things. So it's highly restricted. AirDrop.
I'd have to hear more about that restriction and how it works.
Yeah, AirDrop has been used by protesters in Hong Kong to communicate with other protesters and bystanders, as well as send messages to tourists from mainland China. On the mainland, protesters have used AirDrop to spread protest literature.
Ooh, that's clever. Sending it to tourists?
According to Bloomberg, Apple will roll out the, quote, everyone for 10 minutes, unquote, feature globally next year. But it's not clear why the feature was first suddenly rolled out in China, especially during a time of such upheaval and the biggest protest China has seen in over 30 years.
Apple's behaving like a government here. Hey, here's this feature that works just fine, but we're going to gip it and cut it in half and give you only 10 minutes of it, and that's our new feature.
Apple has helped Beijing to suppress public dissent multiple times. This is again according to ReclaimTheNet.org, mostly by complying with Beijing's request to remove apps used by protesters for information and communication. So they've done it before. This is not a new thing.
Can you imagine being that evil?
Yeah.
And these people who work for Apple, the developers, the people who literally coded this, where AirDrop wouldn't work in China, the ones who deliberately removed it, you participated in an act of evil here, a grave act of evil.
Yeah.
People will die because of what you did. And people will continue to be oppressed. They won't have freedom because of what you did.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know how these people live with themselves. They think, oh, I'm just doing my job.
Stop it. You don't have to.
Go work for Elon Musk, who at the very least isn't the devil.
Apple, according to the story here, also helps the Chinese Communist Party prevent users from remaining private by banning VPNs in the region. We learned yesterday that it is illegal to have VPN software on your phone in China, and they've been demanding phones. Of course, the news media says they're asking people for phones. No, no, no. They don't ask. They're demanding that you hand over your phone so they can search it and see if you have VPN software on there. And Apple is doing them a favor by prohibiting VPN software from being able to be installed in China in the first place.
Yeah, it just won't be in their app store, right?
That's right.
From China?
Yep. Yeah.
So you have to jailbreak your phone,
yep,
your Apple device,
whatever
if you
want
to have a VPN on it. I think it basically just means to root it.
Yeah,
to give yourself super user permissions where you can install from third parties.
Can you? I don't know.
You can do it with almost every phone.
I don't want to jump to the conclusion that that is actually what jailbreaking allows you to do.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
I know what rooting allows in Android, and I would just assume that jailbreaking was the iPhone equivalent of that.
We should look that one up rather than assume on that. But that's the story, right? So that's the latest. Apple's latest assist to the Chinese government and their oppression of these protesters is that they are restricting people from being able to share files with one another with this app. Now, are there other apps that do something similar? As I understand it, there are. I don't know if this one exists for Apple, but I know that there's one called Briar. Now, Briar is intended for secure messaging. I don't know if that includes file transfer.
I don't think anything that includes the word secure messaging is going to be available in China.
Probably not. And I don't, like I said, I don't know if this even does file transfer. It may just simply be person-to-person text messaging. But again, it's that concept of using not the internet, but the other phone more decentralized methods of communication. So using Bluetooth, using Wi-Fi, the near communication fields or whatever.
The permissionless ones.
Yes.
I mean, that's powerful technology because you have to use the internet, you have to send it up to a satellite and, you know, it bounces off cell towers and all this other stuff. Any of those can be cut off by the government if they want to.
And we've seen it happen in various countries.
Yeah, it's happened here in the United States where the government says, hey, we got to cut the internet here or to this house or to this neighborhood.
Well, to certain houses, yes, we've seen that happen.
It's just what scale have governments been willing to do it? If they needed to, I'm absolutely convinced the United States government would just cut off the internet in New Hampshire. If they felt, oh, the Al-Qaeda is building a terrorist cell there. We have proof, and they're using the internet to communicate, and there's 5,000 of them in Concord right now. New Hampshire loses the internet.
Well, the thing is, they always want to have their own internet, right? So they probably would only try to cut off the average person from using it because they don't want to lose the tools of, you know, violence and the tools of evil that they've developed and corporations, you know, have developed on their behalf, like facial recognition or Chainalysis or all these other, you know, government tools that they have.
What I really like about the AirDrop thing, though, is it's like having a walkie-talkie, sort of, in that it's a direct way of communicating with anyone else who happens to have a compatible device. And you don't need permission. You don't have to go through a third party or anything like that. It's just direct communication. Except it's not just broadcasting it out there to the entire world where police officers can hear it and intercept it.
Well, in theory, a police officer could have this app, right? This AirDrop, right?
I don't know.
I mean, in theory.
Yeah, I don't know how it all works. We've not used the app directly, so we don't know. We personally do not have experience with this. Maybe we can ask Bonnie if she's had any experience with this. And also want to ask you, if you're out there listening to this discussion and you are, you know, a tech person, oh, don't want to go off into the weeds or anything like that, but I would love to hear recommendations of what is an alternative to AirDrop that's not Apple product but does something similar. I mean, this isn't like a crazy idea that no one else could do, right? Like, this is something that anyone that can access a Bluetooth or a Wi-Fi transmitter on a phone could set up software like this. So yeah, there must be an Android equivalent to this, and there must, I would hope, that there's something else on the Apple system that isn't an Apple product per se, but it has gotten approval to be on the App Store that may be available to people that they can use instead of AirDrop.
So, similar to how Google Chrome is also available on the Apple Store, even though they have Safari.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So what else is there out there in this area? It has been too long since we've looked at it. We do talk a lot about decentralized applications here. We've got our own Matrix server. We've got a Mastodon server. Now, they are centrally hosted, but they're not ultimately centralized in that they're not run by big tech. We're running them on our own server. We've talked about things like Manyverse, which is actually a truly decentralized social network, but we haven't tried that in like 3 years in the activist community here in the Keene area. And that would be something I would like to try again and kind of see how that's come along, because it was like in a real early alpha state when we first tried it, and it was not ready for prime.
I don't remember the Manyverse.
It's interesting. It basically allows you to make a post on your phone, and then whenever it comes into contact, sort of like with, you know, Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, it comes in contact with other devices that have Manyverse, they share the individual's posts, as long as you're friends with the person or whatever. And so posts can propagate from one person to the next without actually having to rely on the internet. If the internet does exist, then it can just shoot it across the internet and it's right there. But without internet, it does still allow for social media to exist.
Very cool.
Just, it would slowly propagate as one person goes and meets with other people and then the post propagates. An interesting thing.
And but necessary. And I like how people are envisioning and developing these things here in the U.S. before they're actually needed.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about tech, because artificial intelligence is in the news. Again, we'll get into that coming up here. The latest, hour number three is on the way. You can join us on free.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditional to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.